Graham Harrell, I was just talking to Larry McCarron about it. I'll tell you what I said to Larry. You know, I felt the things Graham did very well, and what I was very pleased with his scramble ability, quarterback runs for first down. You know, that's something that I would not say was part of his game when last year or so. I think he's really improved in that part of the pocket awareness. I thought he was put in some tough spots. On the negative side, he missed some throws. So, and we'll take a close look at it, and I can promise you no one will correct or in detail the play of the quarterback better than our coaches.
On that second interception, the receiver obviously pulled down. Are you okay with the decision on the
throw? Oh, yeah, that's the primary receiver. Yeah, I definitely felt him, particularly in the, you know, the stings and the coming off the edge. I would think, you know, before looking at the video that he improved from week one to week two. That would be my, you know, initial assessment. Just, you know, watching those guys.
Mike, six drives from the first team offense this week and last week, now so far two fumbles. Have you gotten out of first team offense, I guess, what you've hoped to thus far?
Well, you could throw the whole team in there. I mean, we've thrown the damn ball over too much. I don't care. Preseason, scrimmage, practice. It's something that needs to stop. So there's no excuse for that. For as much as we train taking care of the football and emphasize it, it's important that the things that you do every single day in your practice structure show up on game days. So the offense has, in the special teams, return units. We got to take care of the football.
Do you want Cobb to just go down there next time?
I'm sorry?
Would Cobb have the phone on the sideline?
I'll have to look at the video specific, but I'm sure the ball carriage probably could have been better.
Mike, is it reason for concern, or is this something that you brush off as a preseason?
Oh, you don't brush anything off. I thought it was concerning is the final score, and that's about as far as it goes, because the reality of it, it's a preseason game. You play to win, but you have other objectives. You have other goals. The one main goal was to make sure you hit your target as far as how many reps for particular players were able to get in this game. And I felt good about that because we need a lot of information about our younger players. And I felt that we were able to do that tonight. So this will be a, you know, we'll go through a normal Monday schedule, in-season schedule tomorrow. So the players will have strength and conditioning responsibility. We'll look at all the tape together, first with the special teams and quarterbacks and the offense and defense, and then I'll give a final review of the game to finish up in the team meeting. So the quality may not be quite what we want, but we'll let the film tell us that. But I was pleased with the way the team was repped today.
When you're 0-2, even though it's exhibition season.
I'm sorry?
When you're 0-2, even though it's exhibition season, do you really want to get a win next week?
I don't look at you know, if you'd asked me that question probably earlier in my career, it probably would have stung me a little more. The preseason, it's important for the team to grow. And I don't think really your win-loss record always tells you that, because, I mean, 4th-and-2, I would never go for that particular situation. That was clearly a situation where the first offense had 18 plays, and their goal was our target was for them to play 20. So I thought if I can get a first down, we get them to 20, get them out of the game. I didn't want to put them back into it for another series because I wanted Graham and them number twos to play it at that, you know, as soon as possible in the game. So, I mean, I'm not making excuses, but those are the types of things that I think about the way I go about the preseason. I'm trying to get as much information for Ted Thompson and I and the staff to sit down and make sure we're making the right decisions. But I don't like going to, but the reality is we need to be 1-0 when our regular season starts.
What happened with the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on the flag?
Say it again?
The red flag.
The red flag, the unsportsmanlike penalty. It's probably good that it happened because we talked about it before the game. We wanted to make an example of somebody, so I cooperated. But the reality of it is the rule book. It's the correct call, but it's really, I think it'll be good for. Hopefully they can use that situation to talk about the mechanics of how it unfolded, because that's really the. and frankly, I'm not even going to get into it because I talked about it for four series with the referees. So hopefully we're all on the same page. But it's an experience that we can learn from. But the new rule, obviously, with all the turnovers being reviewed, you know, if you throw the flag, it's an unsportsmanlike penalty. So that was the correct call.
Do you think a real crew would have just told you to pick it up then?
Well, no, I don't think they can. I mean, it's you throw the flag, it's unsport. I think if there was a little more cohesiveness to all of us, the communication would have been cleaner prior to that, because we actually had the same situation earlier in the game on Cleveland's turnover in the process of how the turnover is being reviewed. You know, whether the white hat is going to go to the booth or not, and in the time frames and things like that. So. Frankly, I don't have a problem with it happening. I mean, it put our defense in a bad spot, and you know, obviously helped with the field position for Cleveland. But I think it's definitely something that you know people can learn about, because the most important aspect of officiating in the league, as far as from the head coach's perspective, is that they got to communicate. Well, hell, I mean, you want to get the calls right. You want them to do their job, no doubt. But it's the communication, because nobody wants, you know, the call that's going to change the game.
Mike, how would you assess Jordy Nelson's play throughout the game?
Jordy's Jordy Nelson. I mean, Jordy's the same guy every day. I really appreciate him as a player, his professionalism, and more importantly, how consistent he is as a performer. So he's a joy to coach. He does it right all the time. Very intelligent. He's on top of his assignments, and he does a good job with the younger guys. And you know, he played well again tonight. So.